One of the great books of the Apostle Paul is the book of Romans. It is Paul's masterpiece in which he explains the gospel in such a systematic and beautiful way. I would like to go through the book of Romans, looking at the Greek and analyzing each word grammatically as we hear Paul, through the pen of divine inspiration, share the good news of the righteousness of God. We begin in the salutation. Palas doulas, Christou Jesu, pletas apostolas aphorismenas eis euangelion theou. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus. Notice Palas is the proper name of Paul, and we have the os ending, which is the nominative masculine singular ending of the second declension noun. This is followed by the same ending in doulos. Again, doulos means a bondslave. Paul is a bondslave of Christ Jesus. And the os again shows that we're looking at a nominative masculine singular ending. So Paul, a bondslave, Christou Jesu. Notice Christou has the ou, which indicates the genitive, masculine singular, and Jesu has the same. Christou is the Greek for the Hebrew Mashiach. Mashiach means anointed of God. So Christou looks at God's anointed one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesu means Savior or salvation. The verb yasha in Hebrew means to save. And the u ending here again shows the genitive. So Jesus is the anointed Savior. Kletas apostolos. Kletas is a verbal adjective, again, in the nominative singular with the os ending. And apostolos is the same, a nominative singular noun with the os ending. So a called apostle, an apostle looks at one who is sent forth. And in Paul's case here, one of the special sent forth ones, equaling in authority the 12 apostles. So Paul is a called apostle, aphorismenas eis euangelion theou. Notice aphorismenas is a perfect passive participle, nominative masculine singular from the root aphorizo. And notice the accent in the penult, the second to the final syllable, has an acute accent, and normally with the os ending it would go back one more space or one more back to what we call the antipenult, like aphorismenos, something like that. But since this is a perfect passive participle, the accent is in the next to the last syllable in the penultimate position, and that's unique to the perfect passive participial form. So having been separated, literally meaning having a circle drawn around one, unto, and ace is a preposition that indicates purpose, so, or result. So Paul is a called apostle, having been separated unto the good news of God. Notice euangelion is from ta euangelion. It is neuter, and it is in the accusative case with the on ending. So for the purpose of the gospel, theou of God. Notice ou is indicative of the genitive ending. Genitive masculine singular of the second declension noun. So Paul is beginning as a servant of the Messiah, Savior, having been called as an apostle that is separated, that is, he had a circle drawn around him, unto the good news of God. Paul will tell us in Galatians chapter 1 that this separation took place in his mother's womb. That is when God called him to be an apostle. Even before he was born, he had that calling. And so it is interesting when we look at verse 15 of Galatians chapter 1. It reads, Chaten de Yudakesen Chathaas, and when it pleased God, Cha Aphorisas, same root, who separated me out of the womb of my mother and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, and so forth. And so the same root is used, aphorizo, and in Galatians participial form, the aorist participle, nominative, masculine, singular, but it's the same root that we have here in this perfect passive participial form. In verse 2, he continues, Cha pra epigelata diaton prophetonautu in graphais chagiais, which he promised in advance. Notice the cha here is the neuter relative pronoun, and it's in the accusative case, which he promised. And notice, pra epangelita is from pra epangelo, and here we have a second aorist, a middle form, from pra epangelo. Notice the stem change from a double lambda to a epsilon yoda lambda, one lambda in this form. But we have the ato ending indicative of your second aorist form here. So he goes on, which he promised in advance, dia ton prophetone autu, through his prophets. Notice dia is a preposition that takes the genitive case and it shows channel. So God promised in advance through the channel of his prophets. Ton prophetón. Ton is the definite article, and prophetón is the noun, both being in the genitive plural form, masculine plural ending. Notice ton is your genitive masculine plural. If we were thinking of the article, cha, tu, to, ton, hoi, ton, in the genitive, tois, tus. And so, through his prophets, or the prophets of him, autu is a genitive masculine singular, going back to God. So, through his prophets, in Graphais hagias. In is the preposition that shows place or location, and graphais means writings. It's a noun, dative feminine plural from graphe. It's a feminine noun, and hagias is a feminine adjective, dative plural from hagias. So we have here in the Holy Scriptures, or the sacred Scriptures, the most set-apart Scriptures that bring us to the Lord, unique from other writings, Paul is implying. Verse 3, he continues, Peritu hoeu autu, tu genamenu expermatas David katasarka. Peri, again, is the preposition that takes the genitive case into huiu autu. All of those words are in the genitive. Tu is the masculine definite article, ha tu, tu being the genitive, and then huiu is a noun, second declension, huias huiu. Again, it's in the a genitive masculine singular case, as well as the personal pronoun out to, also going with concerning his son. From autos, it becomes out to, with the u ending in the genitive masculine singular case. So concerning his son, who became, or who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. Notice the two again is the definite article, genitive, a masculine singular, and it's introducing the participle genamenu. Genamenu, who came, is an aorist middle participle, genitive, singular, from genamai, to become. So, who came, ek spermatas dawi. Notice ek is the preposition out of, showing source or separation from. It also takes the genitive, and spermatas is a third declension genitive noun, sperma, spermatas. It's the same a kind of a declension in pneuma, pneumatas. And so the matas, or the sperma atas ending, is indicative of the genitive case here from sperma, the tas ending, I should say. So out of the seed of David, notice David is just a proper name. Even though it's in the genitive, it doesn't have a declension ending here. So out of the seed of David, kata sarka, according to the flesh. Kata is the preposition with the accusative meaning according to. And notice sarka is from sarx, meaning flesh. However, here it is your accusative singular form. And so, out or according to the flesh, we're looking now at the Son, the Lord Jesus, who came out of the lineage of David, according to the flesh. He's from David's lineage. And so, having looked at his human nature, Paul goes on now to look at the divine nature of Jesus. When he says, to charisthentas huiu theou, in duname katanuma hagiasunes ex anastasios nekron, Jesus Christou tu kyriou chemon, who was designated. The word designate is from orizo, and again, it has the idea of setting apart by drawing like a circle around. And it is a It's an articular participle from orizo, and notice the two gives it away as a genitive article, and then horisthentas from horizo. Notice the thentas, who was designated, is looking at an aorist passive participial form here in the genitive case, and when we think of participle, luthes, luthentas, luthenti, and so forth. This is the genitive, and it is the passive use of this aorist participial form. So, who was designated? Huiu theou, the Son of God. Notice again, we have the genitive case in both of these, showing the declaration that takes place of Christ at the resurrection. He was designated the Son of God in duname, in power, or mightily. Notice in is a preposition that takes here the locative or dative case, in power, meaning mightily. Kata pneuma hagiasunes, according to the spirit of holiness. This is an interesting phrase. Kata, again, takes the accusative, Pneuma is a neuter, third declension noun. Pneuma, pneumatos, pneumati, pneuma. And we see it appearing here. And it's the same as the nominative, except here the kata gives it away as an accusative. So according to the spirit, hagiasunes, of holiness. Notice hagiasunes, with the ace ending, is a genitive feminine singular noun, holiness. And so some relate this to the Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit of the holiness, or the Holy One, and applying it to the Holy Spirit. And it was in the resurrection that the Holy Spirit raised or was involved in the raising of Jesus from the grave. He also raised himself, destroyed this temple. He said in John 2, and in 3 days I will raise it up. So we see the declaration or the demonstration of his sonship mightily in the resurrection by the Holy Spirit, ex anastasios nekron, out from the resurrection of the dead. Notice ex is the preposition showing separation, and it takes the genitive case. Ek becomes ex here because of the alpha that follows. So ex anastasios. Notice anastasios is from anastasis, and the aos is a genitive ending here, going with ex, so out of the resurrection, and then nekron is of the dead ones. Notice the own ending is a genitive masculine plural suffix. So out of the resurrection of the dead ones, Jesu Christu tu kyriuchemon, Jesus Christ. And notice again, Jesus Christ is in the genitive case, both Jesu and Christu, genitive masculine singular, our Lord, to Kyriou. Again, to is the definite article in the genitive case, masculine singular, and Kyriou, meaning Lord, is the same, genitive case, masculine singular, and Chemon is a personal pronoun, genitive plural. Going back, if we would go to the nominative, to ego, meaning I. And so, ego, emu, emoi, emet, and then chemes, chemon. So chemon is your genitive plural, personal pronoun. So Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, was designated or declared the Son of God mightily by the Spirit's work out of the resurrection from the dead. I'm thinking of Psalm 2, where the psalmist says, I will declare your name, or where the psalmist says, after he is looking at the anointing of the Messiah as king, Asapra el chok, I will declare the decree, Beniata ani hayom yiliticha, my son you are, this day have I begotten you. And sonship is looking at coronation. And so I believe when it says he was designated the Son of God mightily, it's going back to Psalm 2 and the coronation of Jesus Christ, the divine Son, God-man, and the resurrection becomes the coronation of our Lord. And I believe Paul is pointing this out here. It's looking at his divine kingship based upon his eternal divine person at his coronation, meaning at the resurrection. Dihu elabamin, verse 5, through whom. Notice dia is the preposition that takes the genitive, and hu is a relative pronoun. Chas, hu, cho, chan, and so forth. The relative pronoun is indicative here, or is indicated here, by a rough breathing mark and the circumflex accent over the upsilon. So through whom, elabamin, we received. Elabamin is a second aorist from lambano, to receive. Notice there's a stem change here from lambano to lab, showing a second aorist stem. So this is just your second aorist indicative active first person plural from lambano, through whom we receive charen kai apostolein, grace and apostleship. Notice charen is a noun in the accusative case, along with apostolein, meaning apostleship, which is also accusative feminine noun. And probably this is like a high-end hendiades, meaning two things with one idea implied here, through whom we receive grace and apostleship, meaning grace to be in this office of being an apostle, an apostolic grace. Eis hupakain pistoos, unresulting. And the eis here takes an accusative. It's the preposition that shows result. So resulting in the obedience of faith. Hupakain is the accusative singular from hupakae. It's feminine, and it's the result of basically what is happening with the apostolic preaching. It is the obedience of pistos, of faith. Notice pistos from pistis becomes eos in the genitive here. And some see this as a subjective genitive, meaning faith is the object that produces obedience. So resulting in faith's obedience could be a way of rendering this. Among all the ethnocent, among all the Gentiles. Notice in is a preposition that takes the dative case, and pasin is an adjective, pas, and then in the nominative, pasin, among all, is your dative, a plural, masculine, a plural. Pas, pantas, pati, panta, and then the plural, pantes, pantum, pasin. And that's what we have here, among all the ethnocin. Notice tois is your definite article in the dative masculine a singular case, and ethnocin is the noun from ethne that is dative masculine a plural. And so these are two dative plural nouns, dative plural with the article first and then followed by the noun. If one learns the article in a declension, let's say, one can apply it to masculine or feminine nouns depending on how one learns the entirety of, if one learns the entirety of the article, like ha, tu, to, tan, hoi, ton, tois, tus, and here's tois. And the same way would work with the feminine article, he, tes, te, tain, chai, ton, tais, tas, and so forth. So if one masters the article, one then can apply the declensions of the article to nouns. And so in among all the Gentiles, huper tu anamatas autu, on behalf of the name of him. Notice huper is the preposition. It also takes the genitive case in the article tu. And then anamatas is a third declension noun. Anama, anamatas, anamati, and so forth. And that that tas ending is showing that we're looking at a genitive singular, and it basically is masculine. It's neuter. So what we have here, on behalf of the name of him. Autu is your personal pronoun. Autas, autu, auto, and so forth. Again, the u ending gives it away as a genitive singular, masculine, singular personal pronoun. So what Paul is saying is, through Jesus, the resurrected Lord, we have received the grace to be apostles. And the goal of that is an obedient response that springs from faith among all the Gentiles on behalf of his namesake, that is the name of Christ. And then Paul continues in verse 6, in Christ este, among whom you also are called of Christ Jesus, kai humes kletoi Jesu Christu. Notice the in again takes the dative here, the plural, in hois. We're looking at a relative pronoun. If we were declining it, cha, chas, hu, cho, chan. And then in the plural, hoi, hon, hois, hus. And here's hois. And the N takes the dative masculine plural form here. Among whom, speaking of the Gentiles, you are also called of Christ Jesus. Notice estat is the present indicative active, second person plural from eimi. And so, you, among whom you are. And then, also, and the you here is the personal pronoun from sousoi, and you go through seis, su, so, soi, se, and then you go to the plural. And here we have also humes, which is among whom also you, and it's a nominative masculine plural from the second person personal pronoun. So among whom you are kletoi, called. Here again, we have the adjective from kletos, and notice the oi again indicates the nominative masculine plural of that form. So also you are called of Christ Jesus. Jesu Christu again is simply the proper name for our Lord, the Savior anointed, both here taking the case of the genitive masculine singular. And so Paul is saying, you Gentiles at Rome are among those called of Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to all, verse 7, pasin tois usin in Rome, to all who are in Rome. Notice pasin, again, is the dative plural from pas in the nominative. Pas, pantas, panti, panta, pantes, panton, passing. There we have it in the dative masculine plural to all who are. And notice tois here is the dative masculine plural definite article going back to chas. But what is significant here, with the participle that follows, we would translate it to all the ones being in Rome, but we would translate it who, like a relative pronoun, even though it's an article here with the participle, to all who are, and usin is the participial form of a me in the dative masculine plural. And when we think of the participle of a me, on, antas, anti, anta, and then antes, anton, usin, is the way that we would decline it. And so this is, again, a dative masculine participle from the verb a me. To all who are in Rome, notice in is the preposition again, showing location that takes the dative case, Rome, and that eta with the iota subscript is indicative of a feminine noun. This is a proper name in the dative case again. to the beloved of God. Notice ha agapetois from agapetas, beloved of God. It's also in the dative masculine plural form, and adjective, beloved ones, we could say, of God. Notice the u again is your genitive singular, masculine singular from theos, the u ending showing genitive, kletois, hagios, to the called saints. Notice, or literally called saints, we could say, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. Again, kletois is in the dative masculine plural case from kletos. Same, we find the same with hagios from hagios, called set apart ones. And notice again, the ois ending is showing a dative masculine plural noun. So to the called holy ones, or to the called saints. And everyone in Christ is a saint, is separated unto him. Hence is a hagios, or a holy saint, or a holy one. Charis humen, grace to you, kai reine apatha upatras hemon, kai curiu Jesu Christu. Notice charis is a third declension noun in the nominative case, grace to you. Humen is a dative personal pronoun, second person, plural. So grace to you, and kai is just your conjunction, erene, peace. Notice peace is the nominative feminine singular, and we see that with the ending a, erene. So grace to you and peace. This is a Hebrew greeting in many ways, where you might have shalom lecha, shalom to you, or grace, chesed to you, or something like that, and shalom. So he's wishing God's favor and God's wholeness that comes apatha u patras chemon from God our Father. Notice apa is the preposition showing source, and it also takes the genitive case from the source of God our Father. The u again is the genitive case with the u ending, and patras is the genitive case as well, meaning father. If we were declining this, it would be pater, patras, patri, and so forth. And so the os ending here is showing again a genitive in this noun that goes back to pater, a third declension noun. Chemon is the personal pronoun, genitive plural, from going back to ego, I. So it's the first person, personal pronoun, genitive plural, from God our Father, and the conjunction kai, curiu Jesu Christu. And notice Lord Jesus Christ. All of these nouns are in the genitive case, u, Jesu, and Christu. It is significant that both grace and peace have their source in God our Father, and equally in our Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful text. It's a salutation full of theology that Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, having been set apart unto the good news of God, set apart before from his mother's womb, which he promised in advance, that is, which God promised in advance, through his prophets in the sacred writings, notice the sacredness of Scripture, concerning his son, two things, who was to come according to the seed of David, as far as his humanity, Isaiah 11 speaks of coming from the seed of Jesse, and who was designated or declared to be the Son of God mightily, according to the, or by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, when he was raised out from the resurrection, or out from the dead, by the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see the dual nature of our Lord here, his humanity from the seed of David, and the recognition of his divine sonship at his coronation in the resurrection. The God-man enters in to his coronation day in the resurrection. And it's through Jesus Christ and that we have received the grace to be apostles, Paul is saying, resulting in what faith produces, and that is an obedient response to the gospel that is going to be found among all nations on behalf of the name of Christ. Paul says, among whom you also are called of Jesus Christ. He's writing to all then who are at Rome, beloved of God, having been loved by the Lord, and called to be saints. That's the destiny that they have. He says, grace, may grace and God's shalom that comes from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. What a beautiful salutation that elevates the Savior.